Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
So we turn to the situation at Bray Wanderers, which continues to frustrate League of Ireland fans everywhere, I suspect, and not least the players themselves, who are into week 8 with no pay. Extraordinary to think of it, if it wasn't so commonplace, unfortunately, in the League of Ireland. We have John Sullivan on the line, player with Bray. You may have seen John's interview with Tony O'Donoghue recently, where he talked about the situation. Those of you who haven't, John is on the line. You're there, John?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for joining us. So what's the latest as you understand it? We are into week 8 with no money for the players, isn't that right?
Yes, of course. Facts are correct. It's week 8, as you said. No payment as of yet, and no further news, nothing new, to be precise.
John, when was the first sign of trouble this season on the money front?
When was the first time of trouble? Good question. Well, like I said on Friday, the first time I'd noticed it when the club had offered to stall to pay for my operation, which was roughly mid-June. But up until 8 weeks ago, everyone was being paid.
Right.
Everyone's been paid, yeah.
And when they stalled on your operation, what happened there exactly? The operation was $3,000, and when they heard the price of it, they decided to say they would think about it. Is that the general gist?
Yeah. Of course, it was all done on the phone. It was literally within 2 seconds they heard the price, and they were just like, "Wait, leave it with us. We'll pay the consultation fee as of now, and just leave that bigger payment till we'll come back to you on that one."
And yeah,
I had a feeling myself they weren't going to come back.
Are they not obliged to pay for an operation for a player when, because the injury happened when you were playing for them, I presume, or in training?
Yeah, it did. No, it did.
Okay, so are they not obliged to pay for an operation in those circumstances?
Yeah, I'd like to think they are. I definitely think they are. Like, if any of the players had went out and got injured over the last couple of weeks, they would have had to pay themselves, as I did in Newey Douglas. But they should always have something afloat for situations as such.
Well, I would presume as well insurance should come into it, surely. Like, these clubs pay a lot of money
in insurance.
Insurance
does come into it. It's just the fact they didn't have the cash up front.
Okay, so they didn't have the cash to pay for your operation and then claim it back
on insurance. No, but you have got the insurance. That's a fact.
Okay, they just didn't want to throw over the $3,000 straight away and then have to go through the hassle of trying to claim it back.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you go and pay for the operation yourself.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully get reimbursed, but I know that goes back through the club and the club will obviously get the money. And then they gave it back to me or something along those lines.
Okay. So that's alarm bells for you. Did you mention that to any of the players or to the PFAI that this was going on?
Yeah, no. The PFAI have helped me on numerous occasions.
Right.
They've been nothing but fantastic, to be honest. The players are quite well aware of it over the last couple of weeks. And the minute myself and Huey Douglas were aware of it, we had a player meeting and we told the players, look, this is what's happened and just be careful when you're going to the train and play the games.
Yeah. Were the PFAI able to do anything on your behalf regarding the operation?
Were they? Yeah, they assisted me as much as they could.
Right. And is that financial help, or is that trying to get onto the club, or is it trying to sort out doctors, or what does that amount to?
They had said to me if I was really, really stuck for cash, you know, they would offer the help.
Okay, but that's great.
Which is fantastic, but, you know, realistically speaking, that's the last thing I'd want them to do, because next thing you know, every club will start declaring, I don't know, bankruptcy or whatever, and players get injured and the PFAI have to help them out. That's the last thing you want.
Yeah, fair point. So you're hoping to see that $3,000 again, but there's no guarantees?
No, I'm hoping to get it back. No, I'm pretty sure I'll get it back, to be honest. I met up with the chairman and he had signed something for myself and we had to say we'd get it back.
Mm.
You know, he's a genuine guy. He's a nice guy, to be honest.
This is Jerry Mulvey we're talking about.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I know people probably listen, I think, is this fella winding me up? No, he's a genuine guy. Unfortunately, over the last couple of months, he's had his own issues to worry about. One of his family members has been seriously sick. And during that time, my operation came up and I understood, you know, I didn't really understand, but I took sympathy into consideration.
Yeah.
That he was going through a lot, and I was like, well, you know what, I'm not going through that much physically, you know, I can kind of wait. But yeah, no, he's a nice guy, and I do believe him. He signed an agreement with me. I do believe I'll get it back, and if I have to chase the insurance down, I will.
John, how soon after the issue with your operation did the wages dry up?
Almost before that.
So the unpaid wages I'm asking about.
The unpaid wages was 8 weeks ago. Limerick. When did we last play Limerick? I forget the date to be precise. The last time we played Limerick, the players were going down, supposedly getting paid, but they didn't get paid.
Okay.
So 4 weeks prior to that. So I think it was May, yeah. The end of May.
Okay, so it was the end of May when the wages stopped.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going down in the bus and someone checks their bank account and you realise, lads, we haven't been paid.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't there. Okay. I'm injured, and injured players don't really travel to away games. But I was on the WhatsApp group, and they were constantly, you know, it was helping. Lads are like, do you get paid?
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, there's a game in about 3 hours.
Yeah.
This is the last place you want people's heads to be at.
Yeah. There's probably not shock in instances like this, I would presume, because this happens, unfortunately, quite a bit in the league.
It does, unfortunately, yes.
Has it happened to you before?
It has, yeah. Just out of rumours, you know. People love to talk rubbish. And sometimes you believe them. So it happened around, I think it was last year. Yeah, this time last year when all the carry-on went on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the usual, do you get paid. But, yeah, people had gotten paid. Like I said, the club... doing everything, has paid everyone up until the last 8 weeks.
Okay. What is the issue with the club financially? Do we know?
Your guess is as good as mine, to be honest. I do not know. That's something I don't even want to look into.
Right.
You know, my job is just to come up and be the best player I can. At this moment of time, my job is to get back fit.
Sure.
You know, I'm setting my own goals to get back fit. One of those goals was to push this operation.
Yeah.
And that I did. And now that's over the line, I'm obviously looking to get back in the training field. As of now, it's all over the place financially.
Because this thing blew up last year and all the players went on the transfer list at one point and there was an intermediary involved. And
yeah.
Jerry Mulvey was certainly clashing with Wicklow County Council at the time. People will remember very famously, he said it was like the North Korea of Ireland for business.
I remember that social media went bananas for a few weeks.
Yeah, probably wasn't his best comment ever, but how and ever.
I don't know who said those exact comments, but they were pretty outrageous.
Yeah, they were in a letter that was written and he was one of the undersigned. But how and ever, so he's been clashing with the Wicklow County Council. Effectively, he wants the Carlisle grounds redeveloped and apartments or whatever to go there. And he's talking about building an academy and talking about the likes of Barcelona and Manchester United.
Yeah, I've heard such things.
To be honest, on the outside, people generally scoffed about that and said, well, get your house in order first before we worry about copying Barcelona. But either way, it did seem in the off-season like financially things had been somehow sorted out. I don't know how much confidence you had in the off-season. Like, were you and other players looking to get away from Bray, or did you think that things had been sorted?
No, at the minute, the off-season was the usual off-season. You know, players ring everyone, who have you signed for, who have you met, who have you spoke. Unfortunately, that's the League of Ireland. And
yeah.
I hope to God one day it changes, because it's an unbelievable stressful time of the year, let alone it's the off-season.
Yeah.
But like what you said, Bray got the go-ahead, they got the license. Dave Mackey was appointed manager. And I enjoyed my time there, so...
Okay.
The minute Dave contacted me, I was like, okay, license and gave it a go ahead. And I'm pretty sure, as well as everyone else is who's signing back, that
yeah.
this carry on isn't going to happen again.
Yeah.
To which we all signed.
Yeah, okay. So you lads thought, fair enough, the licensing yeah. people have looked into this, things should be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's the outlook now? Is there confidence? When you talk to Jerry Mulvey, was he confident this whole thing's going to be sorted out? Are we worried here?
I haven't spoken to the man himself, to be honest, over the last couple of weeks. I'm pretty sure I've been trying to get him on the phone.
Yeah, okay. So the last time you would have spoke to him was over the operation, probably?
It was before the operation.
Okay. I thought he had signed an agreement with you, no?
That was before the operation.
That was before.
That was literally the week of the operation.
Okay. And did he talk about the general situation then at all?
Yeah, he just spoke. Myself and he spoke to the team. He just said, "Look, I will look after financially.
Okay.
You'll all be paid what you're owed. That I'm sure of."
Yeah,
you know, you can only take someone's word for that. You know.
Yeah,
I know we do have it on contract, and I'd like to think the players will get it back some way.
Mm.
But at this moment of time, yeah, he assured us with his word. Then again, what the words mean.
Yeah, certainly in business, not everything, that's for sure. The attendances at the Carlisle grounds have been talked about as a big issue. That frankly, there's just not enough money coming in from ticket receipts.
Yeah, that's something I wouldn't be dipping my nose into.
Yeah.
But you can see it's never the it's never full capacity unless one of the big boys come to town.
Yeah.
And to be fair, even we were doing well last year, it was never full the capacity with our home fans. But those who come out, you know, you see the same faces every week and you're very thankful they come along.
Mm.
You know, I'd rather be thankful to those who come to the game than give out about those who don't. I guess we just, for the likes of that, if I was to run a club, which I hope to never do, you'd be hurting someone that's very good at marketing.
Mm. But the reason I bring it up is we all looked on last year what was happening. We saw the financial trouble. One of the issues seemed to be not enough people coming to the games for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a sense that, well, no new investors financially have seemed to come on board.
Yeah, so calculations and all that jazz and
well,
doesn't match up.
You're kind of saying, well, surely we're just headed for the same thing again this year. You're just going to run out of money and suddenly we're here. And so, again, without knowing absolutely everything about the business side, because clearly we're looking in on the outside, but no new investor and similar issues with attendances, you're kind of scratching your head saying, well, when they gave out the license again for this season, why did they think it was going to be any different? That's one of the questions I think we all have at the moment.
Yeah, we do. We don't know the procedure. We may never know the procedure for licensing.
Mm.
You know, a lot of things in this world seem to be white coat syndrome. You're not allowed to ask questions of your superiors.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to fear them. Like I said, I don't know the procedure. I guess I would like to know it. I'm pretty sure you would too.
Mm.
Do you have to have a business plan, a 1, 2-year, 3-year model, show all your money's in the bank and, you know, you're not just guessing on, or you're not just gambling on projections of crowds coming in.
Yeah.
Actually, it's there. And worst case scenario, this is there.
I don't think any of us would like to go 8 weeks without our salary arriving. So that must leave quite a number of the players in very, very tricky positions. A lot of stress there. I would presume some of the lads are very, very worried about the situation.
Yeah, it's not a nice place to be. For those who don't have jobs, I, for one, I have a job that I'm very thankful of. Some of the other boys, not so much. And even those who do have jobs, they have families and mortgages again.
Yeah.
I don't have families again. You know, I wouldn't have as much stress as those do. I can only imagine they're in very stressful periods.
Is the short version at the moment, and I appreciate you're still injured, I don't know how much you're talking to the lads. Obviously, there's games coming up. I think Bowes is down for Friday. There was a deadline of last night, 5 o'clock, for the wages to be paid. They haven't been paid. It seems that there's a meeting between Bray management and SIPDU this evening. Are the players of a mind, and I know, look, maybe you can't speak for them all on the radio, I appreciate that, but is the general sense at the moment that unless the wages are paid, there'll be no more football played by the players?
No, the players will definitely play this Friday.
They will play this Friday?
Well, they have to. I think they've got 7 days. Pretty sure the strike will go ahead next Friday.
Okay, so Friday.
You wouldn't want to take it out Bowes. You know, the game's in Dalymount.
Okay.
You'd be disrespecting the opposition there.
Okay, so the following week against Cork is due to be at the Carlisle grounds?
As far as I'm aware,
yeah. Okay, but if things aren't sorted out by then strike will come into effect.
Yes.
It's unbelievably embarrassing for the league, isn't it, that we're still here, especially when you see so many
extremely,
teams.
Extremely, extremely. Like this morning in my job, I have people coming up to me. I'm pretty sure all the other players do. You know, the people come up to you and they're like, oh, Jesus, you didn't get paid, you know.
Mm.
Some take the piss. Some are quite sincere about it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you've got anything better to talk about? Like, you know, talk about Cork City playing Ledger tonight. Talk about Dundalk, Derry, Rovers. Talk about, you know, there is a lot of positives in the league.
There is.
Unfortunately, you know, these things occur and we need to stop them from occurring.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look,
I'm really fed up with people bad-mouthing the League of Ireland. And again, I know the listeners will think, well, yeah, you keep giving it a chance. And we do. We do keep giving people a chance to bad-mouth us. I think it can be a fantastic league, a lot better than what it is. We just need to have a lot of risk assessments done through every club. And we've got to, again, prepare for the worst.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we had Stephen Kenny on last week. We talked to John Caulfield not so long ago as well. But you just have to talk about a story like this tonight, don't you? When players aren't getting paid, the situation in Limerick doesn't look good at the moment. It's just unacceptable.
It is. It is. And there's a lot of fantastic players in the league, and there's a massive picture to this. Like, what does this say to the up-and-coming footballer? Does it tell the up-and-coming footballer, you know, your dreams are just dreams. Face up to reality. And don't bank on the League of Ireland. Get a part-time or a full-time job.
At the moment, unfortunately, it says you better play for the top three or four or five, otherwise you'll be looking over your shoulder. I think that might be the message, unfortunately.
Of course, of course. So what will that say to them in terms of the dreams of being the next Graham Bourke, which you tell Sean McGuire?
John, did Bray have a reputation for paying too much? Like, have they overextended? Are they paying wages that are beyond...
I wouldn't. I wouldn't have a clue. Again, it's the financial sort of things I never question. I never question. You know, I got paid to play football, and that's a massive bonus in my life, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be asking players such questions.
No, fair enough. I'm not asking you what you're being paid, but is it comparable?
Oh, okay.
Is it comparable with what you might have been earning at other League of Ireland clubs?
I'd imagine it's quite similar.
Okay.
It's just those clubs have I don't know about bigger budgets, but they're obviously more sustainable.
Yeah. Okay, listen, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, John.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. Have a lovely evening.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.